Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today being joined by the Perry Chamber of Commerce Director, Lindsay Fasuti. Lindsay, thank you so much for stopping in.
Hey, thank you. Glad to be here.
You are absolutely welcome. Kind of lost my train of thought there, but that's okay. You know, I'm all wrapped up in the 4th of July fun that is happening today. Before we get there, of course, it's also farmers market season, so can't forget about that. You had your latest one yesterday. This time, weather was good, so no rain out, and so hopefully that went well, and then back at it next week.
Definitely, yeah. So we're middle of the summer right now, so we can expect those high temperatures, so hot farmers markets, but fun night to see all the vendors, people coming out to shop and gather and have fun. And so, yeah, last night was a regular market. Next Thursday is kids' night with Iowa PBS, and then we'll have community night and then another kids' night at the end of the month. So we're rocking and rolling now, so it's just been fun to see that tradition move on and grow even more with our vendors and the people that come out.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So looking forward to the one next week. And of course, big thing, happy 4th of July to you.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you. I know you've been busy, but again, I always really appreciate you stopping in just to kind of give everybody kind of some insight. Every time you're always like, hey, I just got to do these couple more things and then I'm on the way. And it's just like, I get it. You're a busy
there's,
woman.
There's always something, that's for sure. Lots of little things that go behind the scenes. Sometimes we joke that the things that you think just happen actually, you know, took a little bit of planning and coordinating. So the 4th of July is definitely one of those things where on paper, you just see a couple bullet points of things. And so you think, oh, there's not really a whole lot going on. But even those handful of things take a bit of coordination. So happy 4th. And it's a long day for me. I hope everyone gets to enjoy it. And so it's just a fun way to celebrate and bring people together. So a lot of activities at Patti Park. Of course, we have the parade at 10, lineup started at 9. So always a great turnout. Wouldn't be a good parade without all of the many businesses and organizations that show up. But it being a 2-mile long parade, it's definitely kind of funny to see them at the end, worn out by the end. So I'm usually at the park. So I've got volunteers at the lineup. So big thanks to them. So I see them at the end and, you know, take some pictures and, you know, they're ready to be done by the time they get to the park. So and then that leads right into the activities. So vendors, more than 20 vendors, food vendors, craft vendors that are set up at the park all day. From about 10 or 11 after the parade through, you know, lunch, through dinner, and then some even stay till dark and we almost have to kick them out. I'm just kidding. But, sure. You know, it's just kind of a long day for everybody. It's down at the park. And so people kind of come and go and that's fun to see everyone with their own traditions. But yeah, great option for lunch and dinner today. And then we've got live music 6 to 9:30 with Retrospect. And then, of course, the grand finale at 9:30. We have the fireworks. So between watching the parade or being in the parade, getting lunch, cooling off at the First Methodist Church at 2 o'clock, you know, there's just different activities that you can do throughout the day. And then, of course, bingo at the big shelter house at the park 1 to 4. So there's just different activities. So get out there and enjoy.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about, you know, the band Retrospect. Yeah, just for people that maybe are not familiar with who they are.
Yeah, so Retrospect's been around for a while. I'm led by Jana West. I think it's been years and years since we've had them in Perry, so it kind of feels like a newer band to perform with us. But really excited, they go all over the place, do lots of, you know, wineries and festivals and things. So excited to have them out tonight, 6 to 9:30 p.m. at the Band Shell. They describe their music as celebrating the vibrant music history of pop, rock, and R&B, and playing a repertoire that spans iconic hits of the 70s to today's chart toppers. So a little bit of everything, if you will. It should be fun. People should, you know, get up and dance and enjoy. But just like Friday Fest, it's a bring your own basket, bring your own lawn chair, yard games. So after the long day of the 4th, come out and have some fun in the evening and enjoy community in the park. And then can kind of just pivot and turn your lawn chair to watch the fireworks or wherever you want to watch the fireworks around town. So should be a good show. You know, we've done a lot of fundraising for the fireworks over the last year. And so it's always fun to kind of see that culmination come together. You know, I definitely have my favorites and I kind of take notes to make sure that they get in there every year. But, but you know, I think there's always a great show. So it's going to be fun night.
Yeah. Well, and going to go, big boom, bang, bang, bang.
Yeah. I mean, people always, it's different now with, you know, fireworks in town and everything, but it's a commercial show. It's not just anything that you can buy at a tent. And so these are bigger, you know, like it depends on where you're sitting. Of course, if you're 2 miles away, it might look a little bit smaller, but these are big fireworks. And, you know, I think my very first year, I think back to be like, man, that was a lot of effort. Is this really worth it? And then sitting there and be like, oh yeah, those are big. So, you know, it's just one of those things where you appreciate it differently, you know, when you get to see some, like, a really nice show like that. So I'm excited.
No, absolutely. I'm excited for you. And, you know, before we move on, you know, do you kind of have a favorite aspect? Do you like the parade the best? Things at the park, the band, fireworks? Is there one thing that sticks out for you?
One thing, I think it's just a matter of seeing so many people come together. So the parade is fun. People love parades. And so that's kind of a good community spirit thing. But I think one thing that I really enjoy is seeing so many familiar faces out at the park with their families. And so you just know that this event brings people together and they're, you know, celebrating community and enjoying this tradition. So it's kind of more of that bringing people together, getting people out to enjoy all the great things that we have. We've got a great variety of vendors. So that's something a lot of people look forward to, where you can have this for lunch, this for a snack, this for dinner. So all kinds of variety from, you know, your fried foods to your tacos and pupusas to walking tacos. And, you know, there's so many different options. If you go hungry, that's your fault.
Okay,
I think.
Okay, that's fair.
So yeah, it's just a fun event, and it's a long day, but it's fun and usually hot, but that's kind of the norm. You know, all the smiles and laughter and everything. So like I said, from the parade to the gathering down at the park, you know, that's probably the best part for me.
There you go. Again, we're speaking here with the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Basuti. And Lindsay, 2 weeks from today, just to put it on everyone's radar, is the Second Street Block Party.
Yeah, it's coming right around the corner. So we had kind of have this, like, every couple of weeks we've got something going on this summer. So the Second Street Block Party is Friday, July 18th. So similar time frame from that, like, 5 to 10 downtown on 2nd Street between Warford and Lucinda. This year's band is Encore Legends, so we're excited for that. Save the date. Get ready for that. I know there's some high school reunions planning around that weekend, so it should be a fun night with live music downtown. So there's a $5 entry, and then we'll have beer garden and everything like that. So just another fun activity this summer.
Absolutely. So there you go. And yeah, make sure you subscribe to the Perry chat sheet that tells you everything you need to know. And Lindsay, was there anything else you wanted to add before we get you out of here?
I think that's about it. Next Friday, we have our chamber coffee at Tri-County Ag. So, you know, we just have those monthly events, those weekly farmers markets and summer events. So get out there and enjoy.
Yeah, like you said, there's something to do, and don't go hungry in terms of events.
That's right.
So there you go. Again, that's the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Basuti, joining us here for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And Lindsay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You are absolutely welcome. Our Dallas County Let's Talk program is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.